This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for having the bishop on. He makes a lot of sense and has much wisdom about this all. I think you should listen to what he is saying. Let's not jump on the open bandwagon. We've come this far. Let's not mess it up now. Again, I just don't see us as having the problem here that is elsewhere. Again, if you look at our numbers have continued to come down. Now, if you add in the targeted testing, there has been spikes up. But remove those out, which you really should do, because those, you know, you got a baseline that you're testing on, in my mind, to find out what you have. That is the way that people present with symptoms and through the healthcare system and whatnot. And then you have these targeted testing where you find one there, and then you go up and say, okay, how many in that circle have it? So it spikes the numbers. Now, you got to manage it. I'm not poo-pooing that. I'm just saying it's a different line. It's, you know, you're going to continue to have. You're going to have outbreaks. You're going to have places that are back to work where this pops up that you then mitigate. That'll go on with opening. But challenge is, can you do that? Can you walk and chew gum at the same time? I think you can. I really do. You got to be smart about it. Now, you know, right now a lot of people are staying home. A lot of the workforce is out of the. You know, they're staying home. You're going to flip. Where they're going to come back. In my mind, the focus then should be, okay, 20% are in the category. This is Governor Doug Burgum's number. 20% of North Dakotans are in a position of being vulnerable, elderly, pre-existing conditions, whatever. Wouldn't it just make sense to say, you're the most valuable, we care about your life, so we're going to say, be careful. Stay home. Don't go to a movie. Don't go to a concert. Don't go to church. Don't go to these places, and the 80% can go back and make the economy go, being smart as well. I know people say, I want to pose this question to Senator Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall as we get going here. And welcome your calls, your questions, your comments at 800-228-0550, 701-367-2054. To text me, or text Todd, 701-226-8503. Senator Cramer, welcome back for another Talk Radio Town Hall.
Thanks for having me. It's always good to get back. It also means it's Friday, which is, actually, being Friday used to mean more to me than it does now.
Exactly.
They all roll together, don't they? They're just going to roll together. Yeah. Unbelievable.
But anyway, it's good. It's good to be back on.
Here's the question I want to ask you. We just hit a milestone of 50,000 deaths from the COVID-19 epidemic, pandemic, whatever, okay? 50,000. The average flu year is 62,000 deaths. So naturally, a lot of people are going to say, this was not as severe as the flu, yet we dealt a significant blow to our economy. Now, do you look at that as, well, what would it have been had we not dealt the blow to our economy? Or do you look at that as, knowing what we know now, there was an overreaction here?
Yes. So I think you have to, I think you have to look at what we've done, and it's had an effect on flattening the curve. But you look at a place like New York City, for example, as an alternative to what's going on in the vast majority, pretty much all the rest of the country, and you do see the potential for mass deaths. I don't think there's any question. But here's what I'd be interested in. Since we've been doing the social distancing thing, what has been the rate of flu deaths during that period compared to the same time, you know, most other years? In other words, have we, you know, reduced the average of flu deaths or reduced flu deaths as a result of the same behavior. And if not, then I would say you have a, you know, you have an apples to apples comparison. But you know, Scotty, you know me, I mean, I we'll always look back and see things we could have done better, probably. But, you know, we have roughly 40,000, deaths due to car accidents in this country every year. So we could eliminate all of them. We could outlaw driving. And that would, you know, that would prevent almost 40,000 deaths on the highways every year. Is that something we'd be willing to, is that a price we'd be willing to pay? Obviously not. And any other number of, I mean, there are 80,000 deaths a year from alcohol-related deaths in the United States. Are we prepared to, you know, go back to prohibition? I'm pretty sure we're not. So, you know, you can apply this to just about everything. I think the biggest challenge this pandemic has provided is a lack of information and a lack of knowledge. And so, consequently, we've taken the most extreme actions in the absence of knowledge about the actual, you know, the actual disease itself.
Very interesting. Because there's going to be a fair amount, I think, of, you know, sort of, I don't know, I'm not going to say conspiracy theories, but people that just see it differently, that, you know, we had a guy call and say, hey, you know, look at, you know, I can walk you through this, they achieved what they wanted, by, disrupting our economy, by scaring us with numbers that were outlandish. And, then the reality hit and says, okay, we overreacted. And, you know, I don't know how long we're going to do this. My answer to it when somebody says that is to say, I trust Donald Trump. I don't think he's easily fooled. And he's certainly been cautious on their estimates and has been pushing for more opening. But I mean, do you think he'd smell a coup d'etat based on, let's use this as a way to hurt his presidency or unnecessary harm American business or workers?
Question I always have when somebody says that to me is, can you tell me who they are? Because it's sort of a, I hate to say it this way, but there is a conspiracy sort of culture out there that sort of lives in constant fear of people who might be out to get them. That doesn't mean they aren't out to get them, but there is that, they exist, and that allows sort of a fanciful approach to a lot of this stuff. So I always like to ask people, can you tell me who they are? And most of the time there is no they, right? But one of the things that Donald Trump, I think the genius of Donald Trump in this whole process, and I've seen him do this in a number of contexts, but we've watched him in a big way in this one. Everybody focuses on the doctors that are on his task force. But remember, you also have the energy secretary, the agriculture secretary, the treasury secretary, the his economic advisors, you've got commerce. So all these other entities are also part of his task force, and he takes all of that information in and blends it together and comes up with his decisions. And to your point, he's not easily fooled. He is, if he's anything, his instincts would go the way that most of your callers and probably you and I think, and that is, let's not overreact. Let's, you know, the economy matters too. The people's jobs, mental health, you know, the ability to function matters too. So if anything, that's where his personal bias would be. And yet he's listened very carefully to the scientists and the doctors. But I think he's given everything appropriate weight, and no, he's not easily fooled. And does that mean that the different views aren't in conflict? There's no question about it. Remember, Dr. Fauci, or if you're the head of the FDA, your only concern is safe drugs. If you're the head of the CDC, you know, disease is your main concern. So if you're head of Health and Human Services, Health and Human Services are your main thing. So you always have to put everybody's advice in context. It's why we have attorneys, and then dismiss them after you get their advice, and then make your own decision. It's why the banker has to consider certain things, but you decide whether you make the investment. we all have advisors in our world, but the president has to take it all, shake it up, put it in the context of the whole, and I think he's done rather well at it. But before we dismiss the idea that this isn't a serious problem and that there's been an overreaction, again, I'd say look at New York City or look at the southern Italy where they didn't take actions quickly and you had massive deaths, and all of that potential exists in any society.
What do I have? A half a minute left. This might be too big a question for a half a minute, but I'm hearing from a lot of employers that are having challenges getting people coming back to work, like not even answering the phone on purpose, because if you make $60,000 a year or less, you're making more money on unemployment now than you are in the job you had. And there are even, you know, in the oil field where we want people to go back to work, cases of oil field service companies unable to get people to come back to work. They won't answer the phone because if they answer the phone, that's an offer for work, and then it counts and they got to come back to work. This is called a perverse incentive, as you have famously coined over the years. Didn't invent the term, but use it beautifully. And that basically says you're better off on unemployment than you are on your job. Now, I don't know how that happened, but I'm wondering, can it be undone? Can it be unwound? Because it's causing some significant issues now in the workforce thing. You'll have to answer that when we come back. Senator Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. Text rolling in already. Calls coming in. Let's go.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know, what I'm doing here? I'm multitasking. That's one of my strong suits, you know. Multitasking.
I know that.
I hope my wife isn't listening because she's laughing right now.
She would argue.
Spitting out her coffee. Saying that. But I've got Fox News, Fox Business up, and then I have CNN, MSNBC up. And guess what? Well, Fox is talking about, Mark Cuban's on right now, talking about, where we're at and the economy. Stuart Varney's got the CEO of Verizon on, talking about their numbers and where things are going. Larry Kudlow was just on, talking about the economy. CNN, it is all Donald Trump is an idiot because he thinks sunlight affects. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, which is why the president takes them on. We have that clip for Senator Cramer. We're going to play here coming up in a little bit. We continue. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall. And I hope folks understand what a wonderful opportunity you have every week, since as long as I can remember, for an hour, to ask your questions of Senator Kevin Cramer. By calling, by texting. Get a pen ready. I'll give you the number in a moment. I chatted earlier this morning before the show, Kevin, with Michael Harrison. Michael Harrison is kind of the industry leader. He's the talk radio world. He keeps tabs on talk shows all across the country and what's working, what's not, and all the different genres and all of that stuff. And I told him, he said, what's on the show today? And I explained what we were doing today. And I said, he said, you got a senator on for an hour taking questions? I said, yeah, and he does it every week. He dropped the phone. He's like, get out of here. He does not. I said, he does too. I said, do me a favor, see if you can find anybody else that does that, because I don't think so. I don't think so. And by the way, through this, not just Senator Cramer, but Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, Governor Burgum, you know, if we ask, they're on. And that's really pretty extraordinary to have that kind of level of access. But Senator Cramer's been doing this. He wrote the book on it from the beginning. So I always remind people it's easy to sort of take it for granted and just realize it's there. It's just very, very rare. So please do take advantage of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Number to call, 701-271-1100, 201-258-0550. Text Todd 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. That's a long way of saying thanks for doing this, Senator Cramer. We appreciate it.
Well, I'm the one that's blessed by it, Scott. I mean, frankly, I don't know why every senator doesn't do it. I mean, it is challenging on the schedule, but we even remain somewhat flexible there and change days or hours or whatever if we need to. But by and large, you know, it's what happens. It's like all of us in everything. Whatever we set as a priority becomes the priority, and then everything else works around that. For the most part, that's what we've been able to do with this show, which is why, by the way, as you know, we are on Fridays now, where during my House years we were on Wednesdays because of my schedule of votes and hearings and whatnot was more conducive to Wednesday then. So we make adjustments. But really, I'm the one that benefits more than the people do.
So, question related to the this is fast becoming an issue with the workforce. If you know you make more by being unemployment.
Yeah.
By the way, anybody under $6,000 does. I heard the other day the average person on unemployment right now makes $4,400 a month. That's a pretty good salary for somebody on unemployment. There are people harmed. We want people that are harmed, that got laid off, that need to feed their families to do that. But you certainly don't want that incentive of somebody being there. So why is there a $600 extra kicker on there, and how long does it last?
First of all, it lasts. That program runs out on July 31st. There's another program, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance for Independent Contractors and Self-Employed Individuals, that runs through 12/31. So that runs through the rest of the year. But that's an unemployment assistance. It's not insurance. It's not the traditional unemployment insurance. That does end July 31st. So if anybody's using unemployment as a vacation, their vacation will be done July 31st. And maybe they won't have a job waiting for them at the end of it.
Now, if Governor Burgum said, you know, we got a problem here, and people that we want back in the workforce aren't coming back because they're getting that, we're going to end that earlier than July 31st. Can he do that, or is that a federal mandate?
Yeah, good question. I don't know if he can. The federal program ends July 31st, but the Department of Labor put some pretty specific, they put some specific guidelines. And remember that unemployment insurance is run by states. And the reason reason we did a straight number, $600 per month, rather than messing with the formulas or other things, was because we didn't want states to have 50 different states come up with 50 different legislative sessions to change their laws, which is the first alarm that we heard from states. And we checked in with North Dakota before, you know, we settled in on this. So that's why we have this sort of simple formula. Now, interestingly, Scott, North Dakota has a rather high unemployment insurance benefit compared to most states, at least most of the states from the senators I spoke to come from. Several of them, they have like a $300 to $400 top, and ours is nearly $600 itself. It's over $500 per week. So when you add the $600 to the $500, I don't have to tell you, without even having the benefit of Common Core math, that's $1,100, which is roughly $4,400 a month. So that may very well be where that $4,400 came from. It didn't come from me, but again, it doesn't take a genius. And that creates a perverse incentive. So, but states determine the eligibility. In our bill, we did provide some flexibility, and the Department of Labor in their guidance provided some flexibility specific to coronavirus cases. In other words, if you got coronavirus, or somebody in your family has coronavirus, or somebody in your family is vulnerable, we provided guidance or enough flexibility for states to be generous in constituting an eligibility for unemployment insurance. But it's still not just a blanket you can quit and not come back because we're in a pandemic. That's up to states. Now, some states wanted further guidance, and we'd look back and talk to DOL, and they'd say, no, they shouldn't need any further guidance. I think some states just didn't want to make the decision, to be honest with you. And so it's really, states do have a lot more flexibility than, even than the federal government in these things. So I would say, and I haven't talked to the governor about it or anybody at Job Service specifically about this challenge that you're talking about, but we are hearing it from a lot of people. I also want to just go back to why we have it at all. We as Republicans were trying to come up with a program that kept people attached to their workplace, the employer and employee. That's where the Paycheck Protection Program came from. In order to get Paycheck Protection Program, Democrats demanded, and I'm quoting here, this is Chuck Schumer's words, and you could find it all over the place, I'm sure. He said it many times. I watched him in person on the floor of the Senate a couple of different times. We want unemployment on steroids. We are going to get unemployment on steroids. Democrats want unemployment on steroids. And when it passed, he got on the Senate floor and threw up both fists in the air like he'd scored a touchdown and said, yes, we got unemployment on steroids. That is a fundamental philosophical difference between the two political parties. We were trying to keep people employed, keep the businesses and the employees attached, so that whether they worked or didn't work, especially if they weren't able to continue working and the business was losing income. That's what the Paycheck Protection Program is about. Unemployment on steroids is to incent people to not work so that they can be further dependent on the government. The liberals kind of dig that. That's what creates their political base. We think people would rather work, and we want people to work, and we should incent people to work, not to not work.
Lenora in Mandan, Raymond in Fargo, Bill traveling I-94, Mark Rugby, Chad, where's Chad? I don't know where Chad is, but Chad, we got you in the queue. Stay tuned when we come back for Senator Kevin Cramer. We'll get right to those calls.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities, and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be signing a small business relief package during a ceremony in the Oval Office later today. The measure adds new funds to a small business loan program that lets employers keep workers on the payroll despite the pandemic. Meanwhile, many people have still not received their coronavirus stimulus check, and there are already calls for a second round of them. But Senator John Cornyn, the Republican of Texas, says that's not likely to happen.
It would be prudent for us to hit the pause button and to make sure we're implementing everything we've already approved before we start spending more money.
Another grim milestone about to be reached in the outbreak, as Johns Hopkins University researchers say the U.S. death toll from the virus is nearing 50,000. Stocks opening higher on Wall Street as oil prices rebound. And this is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Back live at the MyPillow Studios, because we have MyPillows everywhere here. Well, we don't leave here. We're working 24/7, so if you want a nap, you just grab one of the MyPillows there right here from the studio. And why wouldn't you? Because the most important thing to your health, and we've never in my lifetime had as much focus on health as we've had over the last number of weeks, but the most important thing you can do for your health is your sleep. You stay on the rails with good sleep. Everything works better in your body. And the most important thing to your sleep is, of course, MyPillow. And right now, they're lowest prices ever because there's buy one, get one specials on everything. Everything. The factory is cranking out masks and delivering them free to hospitals. That's the kind of company Mike Lindell has. So let's say thanks. One way to say thanks to those good folks. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Scott gets you all the deals. Or call 800-506-9028. All right, let's go. Quick questions, quick answers, and we'll get to everybody. Lenora and Mandan for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Lenora. Go ahead.
Yes, Senator Cramer, I'm wondering why aren't we announcing every day how many babies are being killed by abortion, right along with how many are dying from the virus? And like you mentioned, how many are killed in car accidents and cancer and diabetes and everything, all the other accidents that they are. Why don't we put this a little bit in perspective? Why are the 90-year-old people so much more important than those tiny babies that are being killed every day?
Well, that's a great question. It's a better statement than it is even a question. Scotty, maybe we should do that. Let's come up with those statistics. Now, you might have noticed that this has been quite a debate of late, particularly with that governor. Is it the governor of Michigan that got so full of herself and overreached so far? And she made the craziest statement yet, Scott. I don't know if you saw that or heard it, but
it's a long list, but I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
I think it's the Michigan governor. She got on this very issue that Lenora's talking about because she had determined, of course, that that abortions were not elective surgery, and she gave this long answer, this long supposedly intellectual explanation of why killing a baby was was critical to healthcare, and had to continue through this pandemic. It was enough to make you sick to your stomach, or at least it made me sick to my stomach. Listen to her. Try to excuse her position on that very point. But, I think Lenora's onto something. We'll have to come up with that number. It's not a hard one to find, as we know.
Good idea, Lenora. Very good idea. Thank you for calling, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Mark in Rugby, you're next for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, Mr. Cramer, thank you for all you do for North Dakota and for having your common sense approach. My concern is on this payments for cattle producers and stuff like that. Are packers going to be able to access any of that because of the fact they're, the packers are shutting down? And if packers own their own cattle, have their own cattle and feedlots, the other part of my question, will they be able to access any of those payments because of that?
Okay, great question. We'll have to check into that, Mark. I've been, as you probably have noticed, I've been pretty outspoken about, let's focus first on the rancher, the producer, realizing, you know, not every place is North Dakota, that there are, that these packers have some vertical integration, which is part of why they control so much, including you, and they control price at the supermarket, they control the price they'll pay the rancher, and all these things that we've been harping on lately and looking into. But I'm going to check specifically on your question as it relates to CARES Act dollars and you know, what, if any, will go to the Packers. Now, that's not to say, you know, Scotty, we have a dilemma right now, and that is, I saw a story today, finally, first one I've seen, where they literally are talking now about running out of meat, starting probably with hogs first, with pork first, and then perhaps even cattle and poultry. Isn't it Delaware that has a lot of, they have a fair bit of poultry? Somebody there killed, they had to euthanize 2 million birds, 2 million chickens to, you know, just for lack of ability to pack and prepare them for market. So there is a food supply dilemma that we can't let happen as best we can. We need to keep as many of these plants going. As you know, the big Smithfield one down in South Dakota had to close because of the virus. CDC came out with some guidelines that were very restrictive. A group of us had a phone call with Secretary Perdue yesterday or the day before, might have been the day before, to try to encourage him and CDC to not do one size fits all guidelines, that some of the more modern plants in different places can, you know, with appropriate testing can remain open. We need to be able to keep that entire supply open, which includes, of course, the packers. However, back to CARES and to the livestock support, we'd like that to go to producers first. And because the packers can, if they can attract other capital, they can borrow other capital. They could be perhaps, you know, eligible for some of the other Main Street lending programs and Federal Reserve dollars. So I'd rather see them go there and have our farmers participate in the USDA program. So, but let me check on that, Mark, and maybe we'll get something done here before the end of the show, or at least sometime after.
From whatever I hear, too, from everything I hear, too, right now, they're supposedly generating record profits. So if they were to benefit off this payments too, I mean, it'd be like a sucker punch to every one of us out here.
No, we need you guys to, we need our network of family farmers and ranchers, just like we need our network of smaller, you know, oil and gas producers. We as an economy and as a society benefit most from keeping the diversity of the family farmer and rancher, and that's where we need to focus our attention right now.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thanks a bunch. We love that North Dakota beef. Nothing better. Somebody did their research for us on global deaths January 1 through March 30th. So not all the way into April, but through the end. Okay, there are the lowest amount of deaths in that time on the list are coronavirus-related deaths, 35,016 globally. And, you know, 75,000 mothers died during childbirth, 118,000 from seasonal flu, 240,000 from malaria, 262 from suicides, 330 from traffic accidents, 411,000 from HIV/AIDS, 612,000 alcohol-related deaths, 1,000,002 smoking, just over 2 million cancer, 3,000,001 communicable diseases. And guess what's number one? Abortions. 10,402,251. That will make you sick right there, in addition to the Michigan governor's comments. Wow. Can you believe that? There you go.
Wow is right.
Let's start. Maybe this was a wake-up call to work on the really, really important things here, folks. Ray in Fargo for Senator Kramer. Go.
You know, I did some research on that, and I believe it's between 8 to 9 per 1,000 that have been dying in America since 1977. But my question for the senator is, there's a rumor going around that part of this new stimulus package is going to have some language that was snuck into it that requires minimum wage to go up to $15 an hour. And I was curious if the senator had anything that he could put on that to either rest it or give an explanation to why.
I had not heard that, actually. So I would be, but I'd be a little surprised if that's in there, because I'm quite certain that I'm quite certain that wouldn't be the case. If that was, I just know that Mitch McConnell couldn't have brought it to the floor with that, but we will check into it and make sure.
That's a huge relief, because there's plenty of people who are on a fixed income, and if that was to happen, we all know that the raise of minimum wage brings the prices up, and then those people are going to be stuck trying to figure out how to make ends meet. How to make the ends meet with what income they have left over if they're not able to work. So,
yep, no question.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, thank you. We'll check, but I'm pretty sure that that's not true. I don't think that it wouldn't have come to the floor with that. By the way, also just a reminder that the farmers and ranchers that are eligible for the payments. If you have an income over $900,000, you're not eligible. So that would leave the Packers out.
All right, let's go next to Chad Fargo for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Chad.
Senator Kramer, how are you doing? Are we going to have some accountability to China that they basically what they caused? And then one other question: why is it that Mitch McConnell ain't taking the reins? Why is the Democrats getting stuff that basically we're going to bankrupt our country if we don't get our crap together?
Yeah, the Democrats haven't gotten much. They keep coming at us and keep trying to attach a whole bunch of stuff like Green New Deal, increase in minimum wage, a bunch of labor stuff. About the only thing they've gotten is they got the unemployment on steroids. That was one thing that they got. And then they've gotten some little things here and there. Remember, the other thing that they want is they want a blank check for states. And Mitch McConnell's taken a very tough stand against that, as you've noticed. And I think there are even some Republicans in the Senate that might be a little uncomfortable with his position. I am not, however. And for one thing, if states have lost revenue because of the coronavirus or their decisions to shut down their economies, you know, they have taxing authority and they have a bit ways to do that. Now, if they have specific coronavirus challenges, and we just yesterday or the day before were able to get the rule changed regarding the first $1.25 billion that went to North Dakota and the, you know, what much more went to other larger states to deal with coronavirus, the Department of Labor did relieve some of that, some of those dollars, so that they could use it for unemployment insurance, right? So we've re-upped unemployment insurance. Of course, the state has a share of that, and we're trying to help cover more of that, because that's been a drain on them. And then that has to be recovered by the businesses, of course. So that made sense to do that. But in terms of just a blank check to states so they can refill their coffers, you know, we're not in the business of doing that. I'm a big proponent and frankly supporter of Donald Trump's approach to cooperative federalism, but cooperative federalism, you know, is a two-way street. It requires a shared burden as well as shared responsibilities and shared authorities. So you know, if at the end of this there's some things, some holes that need to be filled, we'll look into that and perhaps do it
quickly.
We're not going to do it now.
Quickly on China, realistically, yeah. Do you think we're going to actually get some significant retribution towards China for all of this?
I do. Scott. I think when this is all said and done, there'll be some. And just remember, they have over $1 trillion of our debt, so we do have some leverage there. But we also have to be careful to make sure we don't make them a superpower, a military superpower in the process.
Mark. This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300 depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Land and equipment auctions are what we do at Piper's. Our team of auctioneers, marketing staff, and real estate agents are the best in their profession. Nobody gets better results. Piper's April equipment and land auctions feature newer model farm equipment and trucks. The land? Well, it is land you will want to own. During the next few weeks, most of these notable equipment and land auctions are being offered online. View all equipment and land auctions at Piper's.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers. They are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they've taken extra precautions about sales and service to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. It'll even come right to you. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com with approved credit, 0% APR for 84 months, plus 120-day deferred payments. If your vehicle needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options as well. Family-owned, community-driven, we care. We're here to help. We'll get through this together. Schwann Buick. SwanBuickGMC.com.
All right, back to your calls in just a second. I do want to ask Senator Kramer about this. We've got a couple of snarky comments about that, and I think these are mainly from people that would be fairly called Trump critics, but we know they're easily triggered. But the president yesterday brought out an expert and talked about the virus and a special lab that has the ability to isolate it and then try to throw things at it to see what kills it. And this expert said sunlight is the most effective. So sunlight, heat, humidity actually kill the virus, which is, you know, kind of interesting. You know, this is all preliminary, but obviously some uber smart expert coming to the president explaining this. And then the president starts asking him a million questions in front of the media. Like, well, how could you use this? What else could you do with the sunlight? How do you get it inside the body? What do you, you know? He's sort of thinking out loud and asking all these questions, which causes the media to do things like this.
President, and people tuning into these briefings, they want to get information and guidance and want to know what to do. They're not looking for rumors.
I'm the president, and you're fake news. And you know what I'll say to you? I'll say very nicely, I know you well. I know you well, because I know the guy. I see what he writes. He's a total faker. So are you ready? It's just a suggestion from a brilliant lab by a very, very smart, perhaps brilliant man. He's talking about sun. He's talking about heat. And you see the numbers. So that's it. That's all I have. I'm just here to present talent. I'm here to present ideas. Because we want ideas to get rid of this thing. And if heat is good, and if sunlight is good, that's a great thing as far as I'm concerned. Go.
All right. So that's you heard the gist of it. You know, he went on to say, you know, could you do other things that are being taken out of? I mean, they've got, you know, what's trending on Twitter right now?
He wants to inject Clorox into my veins and it'll cure the virus.
What's trending right now is Tide Pods.
Yeah.
They're saying that he said if you use Tide Pods, this is no kidding. So, but I want to ask this not for the cranks because they're never going to like Donald Trump. I want to ask it for people who are legitimately concerned. And see this, and it's the president, and then there's the back and forth with the media. Is that helpful? Is that just his style? Do we need to just get? I mean, I appreciate it because I love the guy, the fact that the guy fights, but not everybody likes a fight. Some people in the middle of a crisis, they want calm. So what would your advice to him be?
Well, it's interesting, Scotty, because I didn't see the piece that you just played, but having just listened to it, I found him to be the calm one in the room. And he's ramping the guy down and trying to get him off his weird elitist left-wing New York, Washington, D.C. media high horse and said, it's just a suggestion. And see, here's the thing that the elitist snobs in the media will never understand about Donald Trump or you or me. You have been very nice to me today, Scott, suggesting that what I'm doing here is rare and more ought to do it. Well, Donald Trump, imagine what he's doing. He spends hours at that podium facilitating as the master of ceremonies this information show every single day. And what do the weirdos and the media focus on? Him. It's they're the ones that are causing the trending and the panic, not him. But what Donald Trump does that no one's ever done before in his role is think out loud. You said that earlier. Think out loud. He questions these people, these experts out loud. He lets the process play out. He facilitates what you and I would do sitting around, you know, a coffee table. And maybe there's, and we know that's dangerous in this era. We know that. I know how dangerous it is to expose myself for a couple of hours a day on talk radio. I've had many consultants tell me how foolish I am to do it. And yet, what the American people love about Donald Trump is there's an authenticity and there's a trustworthiness in his accessibility. And so, you know, the cranks will be the cranks. The haters are the haters. I have some of them in my own family. They'll never see the good that he's doing. They'll only focus on the misstep, the statement. Then they make it up after that. So I'm with you. I've learned to appreciate it, even though there's the occasional, oh my gosh, did he really say that? The fact of the matter is most people appreciate that he says something rather than just hiding in the anonymity of the Oval Office.
Let's get Bill in here. One last question for the day on the Talk Radio Town Hall. He's doing something I'd love to be able to do right now. Just travel I-94. Just unbelievable.
I think Highway 10.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Bill. What's up on your mind?
I just got two quick questions. One you can answer after Kramer's. I was wondering whatever happened to Scott Berg. And the other one is, With all being said about what Donald Trump says, how does AOC get away with all the stuff that comes out of her mouth and nobody holds her accountable?
Well, I don't think many people take her seriously. I mean, they tried to make a celebrity out of her, and her star pretty much crashed shortly after she had her photo taken for Time magazine. But so I think that's part of the thing. Is the other thing is that the left-wing media, while they've sort of, she's sort of crashed, they still pursue that line of thinking, and they agree with it, and they want to promote it, and so they try to give it some efficacy. But you notice this last crazy thing she said about the oil workers in her tweet, that actually got taken down even by her. So clearly they got to her and said, hey, you've gone too far now. So I don't know. It'll always be a different standard for Democrats than it is for Republicans. It's just the way it is. We live with it. It's what makes us better.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. To be continued. God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.